I think the times when my company has grown the most is when I have dedicated myself to understanding how it needs to work to be helpful, to get me to where I want to go. Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. How much are your ideas worth to you? Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan takes data preservation seriously. They understand that data is not just bits and bytes. It's your valuable IP, innovations, and ideas. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has options for individuals and businesses who want reliable, secure backup services. CrashPlan works efficiently in the background while you work encrypting and sending all your new or changed files up to their secure cloud every 15 minutes. Get 24/7 365 protection. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. I've seen this method discussed when it comes to prioritizing your work, but I've never seen it discussed in how it can actually help you excel in your career and reach bigger goals. If you're new around here, hit that subscribe button. You are going to find all things strategy, mindset, storytelling, and yes, I even like to throw in a little science-backed data because this girl's a nerd. Also, make sure you head over to Instagram and follow along at Boss Project, and then tap my personal profile that's linked in the bio and hit follow over on Abigail Says. I would love if you would introduce yourself, tell me one of your biggest takeaways from today's show, and if it resonates with you, definitely give it a share. I would love that. If you're a regular listener, thank you so much for being here. Make sure, if you haven't already, leave a rating and review. Those mean so much to us, and they help us get better sponsors so that we can continue to bring this incredible podcast to you for free. What inspired today's episode was an article I read by Morgan Smith for CNBC. She interviewed Juliet Hahn, who is a Harvard-trained neuroscientist, an adjunct professor at Columbia Business School, and an academic advisor to Harvard Medical School. She discusses that people think to get to where they want to go, that they have to be absolutely excellent in everything that they do. But she argues if you go that route, everything is ultimately going to suffer. Your quality of work, your focus, and your health. And it's going to put you on a fast track to burnout. Now, here's where it gets interesting to me. We've all heard the concept of dividing out things you are amazing at, things you're just okay at, and things you suck at, and using that to decide what to delegate. However, this is a totally different approach. And I think it is such an excellent representation of where we need to focus on personal self growth and development. She's saying, rather than self-examining what your skills are and what you're excellent at and what you're good at and what ultimately you suck at, you should instead look at your job responsibilities and categorize them into three categories. Here's the thing though, you're a business owner. So really sitting down and thinking about you as a business owner, as the leader of your company, as someone who wants to see this business grow, what are the tasks you need to be excellent at as the CEO and head of your company? What are tasks you just need to be good at? And what are tasks that can be low effort or something you could delegate? Now, here's the thing. I don't think every business is the same, but I do think there are core things that as a business owner, you should be paying attention to. And if we're talking about the things as a business owner that are going to make that business excel or make you in your role excel in this company, there are a couple of things that you need to be focused on. You obviously need cash flow. Okay, so to get cash flow, we need to be good at sales. We also need to be good at messaging so that we can get the right people in the door, so we can sell to people that we can actually make an impact on. But I think on the flip side of that, you're only going to continue to have a good reputation and garner the loyalty of the people you're working with if you're excellent at delivery, that you're actually helping them solve real problems, which I think we all know these things. But if you start to think about all of the things you're doing in your business, you're likely handling writing emails, handling the marketing side of your business, what to post, when to post, where to post, what platforms you're on. You're also thinking about internal operations. What are the projects that are currently on your plate? How do you move them forward? What does it look like to get your deliverables accomplished for whatever contracts you have on books? And if you're delivering something asynchronously, like in a group program, you're going to have things moving and grooving there. You also might have a different set of deliverables if you've diversified and added other types of revenue streams with, say, like a digital product. In a digital product world, getting those sales to excel, it's way more focused on getting traffic to your offers than it is about continuous improvement of the product. Not that you're not going to come back and focus on it, but that's not necessarily what's going to get it to where it wants to go. But think about for your company, what is the driver? What is the thing that's bringing in sales into your business right now? How can you be even more excellent at that? How can you continuously improve your own skill set around the thing that's actually going to grow the revenue in your business? And how can you balance that by delivering on the promises that you sold to somebody? I think if that becomes our focus, then all of a sudden we can understand what are things we just need to be okay at and worry a little less about? And what are some low effort things that you can delegate and do not need to be on your plate? Now, I realize not everybody has the luxury of delegating things in their business. You may just be you in your business. But if it's a low effort or low priority kind of thing, like, is this something you could batch or you set aside to a specific day rather than letting it interrupt yourself all of the time? Is it something that you purposefully do on a night or weekend, like casually while you're watching television, because it doesn't require much mental energy to complete, but is still just required? But Han really wants you to map this out. She wants you to look at your job responsibilities and really understand what you need to be excellent at and what you just need to be good at, and outline those first two categories so that you have a clear roadmap of where you might need to uplevel your skill set. Where are you maybe just okay or not great at that is critically important to the health and well-being of your business? I think that highlights such a huge opportunity for us to realize this is an area of growth. Yes, we could grow in all of these ways. Yes, we could learn all of these things. Yes, we could do all of these different strategies. But what are the most critical to the long-term health and success of this company? She also suggests that you ask for a second opinion, though. She says to tell someone that you're evaluating your current workload and you want to maximize both your productivity and focus so that you can hit bigger goals. And ask them what areas they think you're doing well in, where you might be falling short, and if the priorities you've outlined are helping towards the company's mission or bottom line. I was talking to a fellow CEO just a couple of days ago, and she has a fairly large team. I would say 20, 25 people full time. So large team in the grand scheme of small businesses for the people listening. And she was talking about delegation and specifically some of the things she let go. And she took those tasks that she wasn't great at or were not as necessary for her to be doing. And she made a list of them and put them on the whiteboard. And instead of saying someone else needs to do this or just assigning it to somebody else and saying, now this is your responsibility, she said, hey, these are all things I would ultimately like to have someone else do. I want to hear what you're excited about. What of these tasks actually interest you? And what do you want to develop in your own skill set? She had one 30-minute meeting and she got 10 different tasks off of her list and they went to 4 or 5 different people. Now, I realize not all of you have a team of 25 and you can't all have a meeting exactly like that, but I do think this illustrates a good leader. I see a ton of bad advice out there about just taking everything you're terrible at and giving it to someone else. And this isn't about what you're terrible at. Some things you might be terrible at, and they're critically important to your job success. So why are you continuing to backburner them or try to pass them off to someone else? And I think a great example of this that I am happy to highlight is ultimately, you know, do I think every owner of every company should own all the things that are most critically important in their company? No, like that's going to put a lot of stress and tension on you. We have to think about your role in the company. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I see a lot of people who are in a small business. Maybe you only have a couple of contractors and it's you and you're thinking, I'm ready to hire someone else. And you instantly start thinking about the things you're overwhelmed by. And one of the common things I see is I want to offload social media. And I too have been there. It's overwhelming. It's a lot to do. There's a lot of things you want to say. And I have done this poorly more times than not. And what it came down to, it's not that someone else can't manage social media in the company. However, at the point I was in the business, that was a critical piece of the company's success, and I was passing off the blame when it wasn't working to somebody else to get it off of my plate. And that's not healthy. I would much rather you have a clear path that is working, that you can consistently show up in, and now you realize, okay, I realize this is the method we need to be utilizing. I can have someone come in and do this piece or that piece or this piece, but you still understand what ultimately makes it successful. And I think the times when my company has grown the most is when I have dedicated myself to understanding how it needs to work to be helpful, to get me to where I want to go. That level of understanding makes me a better manager when I do pass it off because I understand what goes into that project. And then I do think there is an element of scale where at some point you absolutely need to be hiring people that are doing things that you know nothing about. But that's not where you start. And so many people just want to take the things off their plate that they're not great at instead of looking in the mirror and saying, this is an opportunity for me to focus on improvement. I think what Morgan hits on really well in this article is she says, ultimately, the tasks you decide you need to be excellent at should feed into your long-term career goals. Whether it's positioning yourself for a promotion or gaining leadership experience or developing a new skill. And I'll add on to that saying, like, whether it's positioning yourself to grow your company, grow your bottom line, make it so that your business is scalable or sellable in the future, giving you the kind of experience so you do more of the kinds of things in your business to make the kind of impact that you want to make. You get to decide what that roadmap looks like, but I think this is a good examination of where is your time going and does that make sense and where do skills need development? So Han gives a great example saying you might be less responsive to emails, but if you're using that free time to deep focus on work, you're probably doing better quality work. So it's not always about letting it go. Sometimes it's letting it not interrupt what's the most critically important. And if you're the kind of person that answers an email the moment it hits your inbox, maybe you need to turn off all the notifications for your email. Maybe you need to check it a specific time of day and that's the only time you look at it. Really think about where something is currently on fire in your business because you set it on fire, not because it is actually critical. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's clicking. Han stresses thinking through all the components of your workload and how those help or hurt your career development is super important. It helps you avoid being on autopilot and puts you in the driver's seat of your career. I really want you to spend some time doing this exercise because I think it's really going to highlight for you what's next. And don't stop by just writing it down. Start by making a list of areas you want to improve. You can't do everything all at once, but you can highlight those big areas, those big important tasks. How are you going to make time to prioritize development? Because I think often that's the thing when we get the most busy that we set aside, forget, don't spend time on. And maybe you've invested in a coach or a course or spent time on this before and you made it a priority for a little bit and then you set it down and you walked away. What would it look like to have you pick that back up? Where do you need to start? Where do you need to dive in? And how can you be hyper specific on the types of skills that are the most lacking? Because I encourage you, what I'm thinking about personally is of the critically most important, based on my job role in this business, ranking them from the things I'm naturally good at to naturally not good at or lacking knowledge in. And then when we talk about skill development, really looking at those low-level knowledge skills that are highly important and deciding what is 1 to 3 max that I'm really going to focus on over the next 30, 60, or 90 days and really start to fill a hole. Because often those holes are highlighting bigger problems. And if we can start filling up that hole, we're going to prevent a leaky bucket. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this concept, but you can pour time and energy and resources and grow your business and work on filling up that bucket, growing that top line revenue. But if you don't have the things in place, it's like having holes in the bucket. It's just going to flow right back out. And how can you retain, whether it's retain people, retain that success, maintain the revenue that you've hit, like all of those things. Where's the leaky bucket? And how can you fill it back up? And instead of putting a Band-Aid on it, how can we actually understand how to make it structurally better? I was in a room this week with city leaders, civic and government officials, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and we were working together on how we make our city better. And I'm so thankful I could be a part of this event. C3KC is put on by the Junior League, which is an organization I have been heavily involved in for over a decade. And I'm a big advocate of the work they're doing. But what was really clear to me is that most of the time, change, regardless of what we're looking at, our community, our city, let's just go back to that business for a second. Most of the change that is going to make the biggest difference is systematic change. It is high level change. You can tweak all these little things all day long, but we need to go to the root cause, to get to something deeper, to get to something bigger. I think you probably have something screaming at you by now. You're like, okay, I know what it is. I've been ignoring it. I'm ready to double down. And just check yourself and make sure it's not something you feel pressured to do, but rather is actually critically important. It doesn't have to be the thing that everyone else is doing or everyone else is focusing on. What is the thing you need? I'm excited to see what you implement. I'm excited to see what you highlight as the most important. And if you have people on your team, what you decide to let go or pass off. I think this is going to be good for you. I'm excited to see where it puts you next. Now, if you're ready to have more support and you really want me in your corner to help you focus, I would love to be your coach and be your advocate and be there for you every step of the way. We do have some coaching options available. You can go to creativetemplateshop.com/coaching. I meet biweekly with you guys and it's so fun. It's such an intimate environment and I would love for you to be a part of it. I have done my best to make this as affordable as possible so that I can help the most people. And I would love to support you as you prioritize the things that are most important in your business.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.